You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
From heaven I received these hands, and I disdain them. For the sake of the Lord. This reading from the book of Maccabees, in which case we see the struggle, the fight, the battle that's ongoing amongst the people of Israel at the time. These Greeks came in, imposing their culture, imposing their way of life upon them, and many went and apostated from God. But these stood strong. And so he holds out his hand, this one of seven brothers, saying, I've received these from heaven, and so I'll disdain them because I hope that I will receive them again. I will receive them again in the resurrection. Hope is a constant refrain in our readings today. Multiple times in the first reading and throughout the readings, this hope of resurrection. And hope is what allows us to live in this world. Hope is what allows us to live in this world with freedom. Freedom. In the opening prayer, right at the beginning of Mass, we ask the Lord for freedom of heart. A freedom of heart to follow his ways, to receive his gifts. This freedom that is essential to who we are. Because the Lord allows us this freedom, not a freedom without limitations, right? He gives us the Ten Commandments. He gives us the moral law that we have to abide by. Because it's a false freedom that the world shows us, that it's a freedom without limitations. Instead, what God desires for us, this freedom of heart, is a freedom for excellence, a freedom to be who we're meant to be. And who are we meant to be? His children, his beloved, those that love with his love in this world. We are meant to love. This is the freedom that he desires to give us. And so we have hope. This hope in his power, his grace at work in our lives, the hope of his resurrection, that we can overcome the mutilations that the world tries to impose on us. Or the manipulations, perhaps. And because here in America, right, we're not necessarily facing a physical persecution, though many places Christians throughout the world are facing this kind of physical persecution and mutilation. But there certainly is a spiritual, emotional battle that's going on. People desire to place us into boxes, to label us, identify us, make us conform, whether that's the way celebrities portray themselves or characters in movies and TV, whether that's the workings of and spin of political parties or even people at work in companies that desire us to fit their mold, to conform, and to leave all else behind. Right? This desire that they have to force us into it. But this is not the freedom that God desires for us. He desires us for the freedom to follow him with our whole heart. And so our hope then is that he understands us to our core, that he has placed his grace there within me, in my heart. And not just any grace, but the grace of the resurrection, that hope of the resurrection which we have in Jesus Christ. Because when we find our identity in him and the hope that he conquered even sin, he conquered even death, only then can I be truly set free. Because when I look within my heart, I can break forth from the limits that this world desires to put on me. Because I'm loved by a limitless God. His love is what sets me free. And so the core of this hope is the power of Christ's resurrection. St. Paul will say elsewhere in the scriptures, right, if Christ did not raise, was not risen from the dead, then our faith is in vain. This is it, people. He died. He died to save us, to save me, to bring us to redemption. He died to put away those simplistic definitions of what we're supposed to be. And he rose from the dead to bring us into that newness of life, the power of that resurrection that is beyond limits, that is beyond control and conformity. So here in this Eucharist, we celebrate that mystery. We receive that grace. And in this day, I invite you to come forward and receive that new life again, to break forth from the coercion and manipulations of this world and live as those children of God that he destined us to be. During the consecration, we consecrate the body and blood separately. This is what we mean by the sacrifice of the Mass when we celebrate this Eucharist. Because when you separate body and blood, you get death, in case you didn't know. But then throughout the ceremony, right before we have communion, the priest will break off a piece of the body and mingle it in the chalice with the blood. Here, this united again body and blood is a symbol of the resurrection that we undergo. Because we Christians, as we participate here, we come to this altar to die and rise again in that new life of Christ, in that power of his limitless love. So as we come today, ask for those gifts to break free from whatever limits that the world desires to put on you, that you can receive that fullness, limitless, infinite God into your soul and break free in his love.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.